that message of letting go is so powerful. And I have to tell you, in a week like this, a week that included the events of Wisconsin, I have to say I've wondered at times what it means for us to be focused on letting go, on release. And by events, I don't just mean the unbearable injustice brought upon Jacob Blake in front of his children, but even more, I mean the ways that we as a society are responding, represented in the face of that 17-year-old shooter feeling righteous and safe, or represented in the sign of the UU church there, or on the marquee, it spelled out Black Lives Matter while the church stood behind it in flames. You may have, if you saw that posting, you may have read the response from the minister. He wrote that they were, of course, saddened by this fire terribly, but not as saddened as they were by the continued loss of Black lives at the hands of those who we hire to protect and serve. Sitting with this statement in the middle of our water communion week, I started to feel a kind of disconnect and also the risk of focusing on letting go in this moment. The risk, especially for a majority white religious community. The risk and also the privilege. The risk that we would focus on letting go of the pain or the discomfort that we may be feeling rather than leaning in with empathy. Or the risk that, like my daughter, we would engage this Sunday of ritual as a way of wishing away things that, in order for them to actually end, let alone for the subsequent new beginning to come, will require in us the exact opposite of letting go. But then I had a moment, like a flash, reading some of the news reports where I found myself having this thought that at least now, I thought, the white folks whose passionate interest in racial justice was stirred after George Floyd's death, that interest that I've already started to see wane, at least now they will stay engaged. There's a kind of bitterness and cynicism in that thought, which doesn't mean it's not true. But it's the sort of bitterness and cynicism that the times that we live in both feed off of and feed. And so the challenge of our times is to feed something else. A different orientation of the heart, an orientation of openness, creativity, compassion, and joy, which is why we need this practice of releasing and why it matters so much right now. Because it's this practice, this intentional acknowledgement of what is ending and the release of what we are holding, that will help us to stay connected both to what's happening around us and to the stake and responsibility that we have within us. It helps us to stay, to remain keeping it personal, which is our best hope for the new beginning that we long for. What I mean is keeping your heart open, creative, flexible, compassionate, joy-filled, while also remaining engaged and awake. It's not just not easy. It's countercultural. Everything around us encourages us to do the opposite, to close off, to dig in, to harden, to let go, as in to give up. But as the minister of that church in Wisconsin says, for us, this choice, it is a matter of religion. Love is the spirit of this church. We have been practicing and promising love in our congregation for nearly 125 years. And not just love, But we have been promising and practicing the movement of love, the always evolving ways of love with each new season of life, each new season of our church life. How we practice this promise has changed too. So that as life changes, so does the love's presence as it moves through us and with us. How we serve changes, what it means to dwell together changes, what peace means changes, how we seek truth changes, how we help each other changes. So that when we make these promises, it's not just a promise to somehow stick to the same ways of living them out forever, but rather to promise to be open to the changing ways of love and the call of truth as it continues to unfold. Which means as a community, we need to be experts at release. Not just as individuals, but as a whole community, letting go of all those things that would keep us from being open to the movement of love as it is calling us today. We need to be a community of letting go. So this is how we will end our water communion ritual this morning. By releasing as a whole community together.